From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Berlin Husky.
If you be my baby, and let me stay with you, I'll be your daddy and your mama too. I'll love and kiss you, listen that you coo. If you be my baby, I'll babysit with you. Oh, be my baby,
be my baby.
I don't mean baby,
I don't mean baby.
I'll buy you candy,
buy you candy,
and pretties too. Everything I'll get you,
things I'll get you,
I'll love and pet you.
If you be my baby,
I'll babysit with you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you a whole lot. And a great big hello to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup of Opry favorites, Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, and we got more company coming, too, because some real good singing friends of yours is dropping in on us later, Grant. I'm talking about Charlie and Ira, the Leuven Brothers. But before we get cranked up on another song here, we got to make way for an old boy who's as much a part of our Saturday nights as dressing up and having a date with your best girlfriend. He's the man in charge of all Hohenwall Hokum, the tailor of tall tales, Rodney Brasfield.
Howdy, Furlin' Husky.
Howdy, Rodney.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Boy, you know something, Furlin'? You ought to have been down in Hornwall last night with us.
Down Hornwall?
Yeah, we had a party that wouldn't quit, boy.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of them sort of a pre-Christmas party, I guess.
You're getting ahead.
Yeah, it's starting early, you know.
Yeah.
You know, something funny happened, Furlin'. All the girls that went to the party, they had to go dressed according to the color of their boyfriend's hair.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, if they're a red-headed feller, well, she has to wear a red dress. Black-headed,
yeah,
black dress.
Yeah, I got you. Is that right?
Boy, I sure did feel sorry for old Lizzie Wartnagel.
No kidding, what happened?
Her boyfriend was bald-headed.
Hey, Rod, they tell me... Rodney, they tell me that your gal Susie's been kissed by a lot of fellas.
Yeah, Susie's been kissed. Been kissed by a lot of fellers.
That's right.
Well, now, by Ned Perlin, that ain't so.
It ain't
no,
so.
That there's a misprint or something.
That's
yeah. Yeah, by Ned, that ain't so. I know by Ned. Susie ain't never been kissed except by force.
By force?
Yeah. You know, Air Force and then police force. Hey, Perlin.
Yeah.
Speaking of forces, you didn't know it, buddy, but I was in the Air Force during the World War Number Two.
Is that a fact? You in the service?
Yeah,
I didn't know it.
You didn't know it?
Didn't know it.
My flitter, boy, I was a hero.
Is that?
Yeah.
What kind of hero?
I got shot in the chest. I got wounded.
No
I got
kidding.
Shot in the chest while I was advancing there, boy.
Yeah. Sit down and tell me all about it, Rob.
Sit down and tell you about it.
Yeah.
No, I can't sit down and tell you about it, Furlin. See, I got shot also. I got wounded while retreating, too, you know.
Hey, Rod.
Rod, you've mentioned Hohenwall a while ago.
Yeah.
I went through there the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, why in the cat hair didn't you stop?
I didn't know where you live. Whereabouts did you live down there?
Didn't know where I live.
Didn't know where.
Live right out there at the edge of town. You out there on 8th and Plum.
8th and Plum.
Yeah, 8 miles out in the country and Plum back in the woods. You couldn't miss it if you went that way, you know.
Yeah.
Say, speaking of where you live, where do you live up here in Nashville? I wanted to come see you the other day, and I didn't
know. Wondered why you hadn't been over.
Where do you live at?
I live on Petticoat Lane, Rod.
Yeah? Petticoat Lane?
Petticoat Lane. Yeah.
Petticoat Lane.
Petticoat Lane.
But where is that at?
That's just inside the outskirts. Hey, Rod, you don't look so good tonight. What's the matter with you?
Mind that, I don't feel good neither, Furlin. I've got a toothache.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a worrying me to death. I thought maybe you might be able to tell me something I could do for it. Like cloves or something?
Well, I don't know what you do. I know what I do when I get one.
What do you do for
it? I go see my girl. She got a remedy that just fixes it up.
Oh. Sure enough.
Oh, she gives me a little smooching.
Yeah.
Loves me, caresses me, kisses
me. Yeah, go ahead.
Me.
Tell me more about
it. Man, you ought to try it sometime.
Yeah, I believe I will. Yeah.
Reckon she's home now?
Oh, you.
Well, it's almost December, Furlin. You got enough warm clothes to keep you comfortable this winter?
Why, Grant, I got plenty of duds to keep me warm and to keep me comfortable. I dog is I've always got my pipe and a tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, fellas, there just isn't any better smoking than a pipe full of mild, tasty PA. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens that mellow, ripe, natural taste, locks it in, and keeps it there for you, pipeful after pipeful.
Yes, and PA's crimp cut, too, Grant. So's it packs meat and firm in the feller's pipe and smokes cool and longer burning.
You said it, Furlin, and that's another reason why Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. So pack your next pipe or making cigarette with Prince Albert and find out why they call it the National Joy Smoke.
When folks get to talking about football, you sometimes hear them mention a feller who's a triple threat on the field. Well, sir, we got our own triple threats on the opera tonight. We got two fellers who play real good, sing extra fine, and write some of the best songs that you've ever heard in your life. Let's welcome the Lubin Brothers. Since you're the spokesman of the team, how about you tell me what's been going on here lately?
Bring you up to date.
Bring me up to date.
Well, Furlin, we've been picking and singing to some wonderful people all over the United States. Carolinas, Arkansas, Mississippi, East and West Virginia, and everywhere. Yeah. And we're mighty happy to be here on the wonderful Grand Ole Opry tonight.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I wonder if you've had anything happening exciting.
Oh, we sure have. I'm glad you mentioned that. We recorded a brand new song for the Capitol Record people a while back, and it's going to be released Monday, and it's entitled I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
I guess if I get out of your way, you'll do it first.
Be happy to.
I appreciate it.
Last night, my dear, the rain was falling.
I went to bed to smile and dream.
Then I had a dream of you. I dreamed I was strolling in the evening
underneath the harvest moon.
I was thinking about you.
Shining in your eyes,
but another was that too.
Hey.
I don't believe you've met my baby.
You looked at him, you looked at me.
Fine, now, Lou and brothers. You fellas just follow suit here, and it's time to grab a partner and get in on the grand old Opry square dancing.
All hands up, go down. All the way back to the ride. Woo! Salute the center, do it tight. I'd couple off the even look up four. So right at the cross, and how do you do? Left and back, and how are you? Swing on the corner, swing on the gate. Swing your partner, don't be late. Swing your partner, on your goal. A brand new cup and hook up for. It's Bird, out at the end. Bird, out in the old crow end. Swing that corner, chick and pile. All the angels on the fly. Swing your partner, on your goal. A brand new cup and hook up for. Fellas, on your corner. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, let's get right out of here. Chase the rabbit, chase the squirrel, chase up the gal around the world, swinging your meat, go to head and feet. Bring your partner and promenade home.
Not long ago, neighbors, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, and that's a long time. And all that time, the opera stars have always made room in their programs for a sacred song. I'd like to do just that right now and do one of my favorites I have on record called Saith the Lord. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, covet not his home nor wealth. Oh, let us be. Let us be of one accord. Help them to build upon a rock. Be not a stumbling block. Oh, love thy neighbor,
love thy neighbor
as thyself,
as thyself,
saith the Lord. Whenever we practice what we preach, the heavenly gates, good neighbors will be. Our master is waiting, patiently waiting. Our names to recall. Show him the glory they're bound to find when sinful ways are left behind. Oh, love thy neighbor,
love thy neighbor
as thyself,
as thyself,
saith the Lord, saith the Lord. Thank you, folks. Thank you a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ferlin, let me ask you something. What's the most natural thing that pops into your head when I mention a making cigarette?
Why, Prince Albert smoking tobacco, I'd say.
Well, the word natural gave away the answer. Yes, sir. Prince Albert's got natural tobacco flavor. PA's own special process makes sure that this fine, natural flavor is held and heightened for you road your owners. And being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Rolls just as smooth and easy as it smokes mild and tasty.
Yeah, that makes me feel like rolling. I mean, singing about it, right?
Well, first let me remind the fellas to roll their next making cigarette with Prince Albert. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, it's time for some more music on the opera, and that means it's time for Miss Dale Woods on the piano with the Smoky Mountain Poker. Thank you. I hear tell a lot of you folks think I'm bashful.
Grannies, I may be. But there's one thing for sure that I'm never shy on, and that's when I introduce my girl Saturday. She's in from Grinder's Wish tonight with all the gossip in town.
Let's make her welcome Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just the proud to be here. Well, Furlin, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Wonderful, Minnie. Did you?
Yes, indeed. I sure did. Oh, I tell you right now, we had a big party that night. You know, we had a lot of people over there at the house, and we had Steve Jones in a...
Steve,
no, you kidding. Know, Furlin, Steve is the one that's got that lazy rooster.
He's
got the laziest old rooster I ever seen.
That
rooster's so lazy, he won't even crow.
He won't?
No. He just waits till the other roosters crow, and then he just stretches his neck and nods his head. Isn't that silly?
That's lazy.
That's lazy. Well, Christmas is nearby here, isn't it, Furlin?
Won't be long now, Minnie.
I was doing my early Christmas shoplifting down here.
Shoplifting.
And I seen a sign in a corset shop. It said 20 more shaping days for Christmas. Well, I don't have to worry about my shape, because there don't nobody look at it anyway.
Oh, Minnie.
No, they don't.
Oh, Minnie.
Not except by mistake, they don't.
I was just fixing to ask you, haven't you lost some weight?
What's that?
Haven't you lost some weight?
No, have you? Did you find some?
Oh, no. Hey, you don't worry about your figure, no how. Men don't just go for a woman because she's, they just don't, you know, the figure ain't everything.
Furlin, you've lost your mind.
Yeah, well, now, no kidding.
What else? I mean,
well, take brains, for instance.
You take brains.
Huh?
I don't want brains. You ain't never heard tell of a man whistling at brains, did you?
Well, take the way she dresses.
Oh, well, now, the way she dresses has a lot to do with it.
Sure. Oh, Uncle Nabob and me were talking about that yesterday. Uncle Nabob said that these here dresses they've got this year are awful. These evening dresses, you know.
Yeah.
With the necklines going down and the hemlines coming up. Woo! He says if the necklines go any further south and the hemlines go any further north, there's going to have to be a new Mason-Dixon line. Well, I'd love to stay and talk to you, Furlin.
Yeah, we're sure.
I've always
Minnie.
Been awful fond of you.
Yeah, I like you too.
And I'd like to say, but I'm on my way to Hollywood tonight. I'm going to be on a show there next
Hollywood.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, I feel at home out there.
I'll bet you is.
Yeah, yes. Last time I was there, a fella said I was a homeless girl he saw out there. Well, but there was folks in my family years back was in the movies whenever they could get 65 cents to get in.
Yeah.
But there was one of my uncles was in that old picture called Breath of a Nation.
I didn't know that. What part did he play, Minnie?
He run for the doctor.
Yeah.
But I'd love to stay here, but I was kidding you about that Birth of Nation, but I am going to go out there and make some shorts.
Hey, that's good, Minnie. How about sending me a pair, will you?
Oh, shut up! What? Oh!
Yeah, that Minnie Pearl is sure something. And I think it's always something good when the Lubin brothers sing another song. How you folks feel about it?
All right, what'll it be this time?
Carolyn, we'd like to send out a song, a sacred number entitled Just Rehearsing for the Singing at Home.
We're just rehearsing. We're just rehearsing. And someday we'll sing together in a band around that song. Mistletoe working on reward. Mistletoe working on reward. We are just rehearsing for that singing at home. Just rehearsing songs of praise to the King. We're just rehearsing. We're just rehearsing. And someday we'll sing together in a band around that song. This old world cannot reward. This old world cannot reward. We are just rehearsing for that singing of home. Of his saving grace, I feel his blessed presence. My soul, he does it. just rehearsing, and someday we'll sing together in a band around God's throne. This whole world
cannot be
warden.
This whole world cannot be warden.
We are just rehearsing for that singing of poems. Song of Moses with words of sweetest praise to God in all his glory. We'll see him face to face and hear the voices ringing of loved ones who are gone. We'll bring their voice with angels in that singing of home. We're just rehearsing, and someday we'll sing together in a band around God's throne. This old world
cannot be
warden,
my sweet world.
Just rehearsing for that singing of poems.
Yes, sir. There's always some fancy music picking on the Opry. And tonight we've got the fanciest picking of all times. Good buddy Chester Atkins playing Avalon. Some folks ask us if we'd do our special favorite number. Well, that's pretty hard to do when you try to figure out what everybody would want to hear. But I turned it over to my good buddy Simon Crum and had him to pick out the one he likes best for you. So we'll do this one. This one's called Walking and the Humming.
So alone as I walk from my home, with no one to help me share my blues. Oh, what could be worse than be born with a curse, that everything you love, you always lose. I don't I just feel like walking and keep on a humming. I'd feel better inside if I opened up and crier, but I guess I'm one of those that just can't cry. So I'll just walk and hum, wait for the day to come when I can lay down and die. I don't feel like talking. I just feel like walking and keep on humming.
Sure had a good time visiting with you tonight, and we hope that you enjoyed yourselves a whole lot. Next week, we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be everybody's good buddy, Cowboy Copas. And I hear tell, too, that Copas is bringing along a fine country singer friend of yours, Jim Reeves. Till then, this is Furlan Husky, saying so long and thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry!
How can you measure the enjoyment you get from your cigarette?
By the way the smoke feels and tastes. That's why so many smokers favor king-size Cavaliers. When you smoke a Cavalier, you can feel and taste the smoking enjoyment. Feel the smooth, light, easy-going quality of the smoke. Taste the rich, welcome flavor.
Yes, that's the two-way smoking pleasure you get with every puff of king-size Cavalier. Today's the day to discover the fresh, new feeling of smoking wonderful Cavaliers. Today's the day to catch up with the thousands of smokers who found that Cavalier is the cigarette that gives you double smoking pleasure.
Taste rich, welcome flavor, puff after puff. Feel smooth, smooth smoke, so light and easy going. That's the two-way smoking enjoyment you get with Cavalier. Get your carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM Nashville.